Had a good Wednesday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Last Wednesday of the month is usually designated, at least the first part of the show anyway, for Riley County and Blue Valley Schools to be featured. And we're going to do that a little bit differently here today. We're going to have our normal first half hour, and then we're going to do a little bit of celebrating here in the second half hour as well. We've got actually three guests on the phone here today. One of them is Cliff Williams, Riley County Superintendent, USD 378. Cliff, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It's a pleasure to have you on. And we've also got from Blue Valley, Randolph, USD 384, Brady Burton, the current superintendent. Brady, good morning.
Good morning.
And who will be his successor, John Cox, the new superintendent. John, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have all three of you on. And, of course, those that don't know, Brady Burton is going to be retiring here at the end of June. June 30th is his last official day. After how many years with Blue Valley, Brady?
This is number 15.
Number 15, okay. And,
yep.
And a pretty...
2015, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's great. And we're all celebrating him and his contributions here to the school district. But before we get going here, I also want to talk a little bit to John. John, we haven't had you on the radio outside of when you were introduced here a couple months ago when you got hired by the school district. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I'm coming from Parsons, Kansas, where I'm the principal of the middle school there. I've been in education for 14 years total. Spent most of my time in middle school life, and I'm very excited about being down here. My family and I recently found a house, and we're in the process of purchasing that house, so it's an exciting time in the Cox household. My boys can't get enough of, hey, we're moving, so it's a really good time in the household.
And, of course, this is kind of a unique situation. You get hired on the job, and then eventually schools really changed like dramatically here over the last couple months. What's this experience been like for you personally, you know, leaving one school and coming to another?
Well, if I had been in the building for the last 9 weeks, it would have been a little bit of a different experience. It would have been a smoother transition for me. Working through the COVID process and not having been in the building, it's a little more of a challenge because you feel like you lose the connection and you lose some of those processes. So being able to come down to Blue Valley and talk with Brady has been beneficial. We've talked on the phone several times as well.
Brady, yeah, and talk about that relationship and why it's so important to have a smooth transition here from you to him.
Well, I think absolutely it's important to have a smooth transition, and I think it tends to make a more positive climate for the entire district when you can do that. And I was telling John this morning before we went on the air that I was a new superintendent. I had gone from a principalship to the superintendency. And so when I came to Blue Valley, I was a new superintendent too. So I still remember that transition, and it's very helpful that you can have someone to talk to about it and understand a little bit of the climate of the district and routine and so on coming into it, so you can kind of hit the ground running instead of spending the first month or two just kind of researching and finding out what's going on in the district.
I see. Well, as far as the area, John, is there anything in particular that attracted you to this area and this school district in particular?
A school district has a track record of success and excellence. The area itself is attractive because our family likes to be outside, and I've got a daughter that attends K-State, so it's a good fit for us for recreation, for life, and for family.
No doubt about that. I love going up, especially the Randolph area, the state park up there. It's a beautiful sight, and I've gotten a lot more outdoors here the last couple months. Well, let's get into some things here. And I know, Brady, you wanted to cover a few things legislatively. Is that right?
Well, yeah, if I can, if we aren't all totally confused after yesterday afternoon. But Governor Kelly had a news conference yesterday at 3:30 and basically vetoed the bill that the legislature had passed when they came back last Thursday and worked all through the night. And I know there's some controversy over that because technically the session was supposed to end at midnight on that Thursday, and it went on into the next day. So I always think, I think there's some, and she brought that up, legality of doing that. And, but I know some of her ability to do the emergency management end of things ended at midnight last night. And so there's a little confusion over that, I think. I know at 12:01, things were turned over as far as deciding on what the health of the county will be and the stipulations of that to the Julie Gibbs. And I heard on K-Man this morning where now that the bars can open in Riley County and basically everything is open in Riley County if they want to be, as long as they do not have more than 50 people, I believe. So I think there's a little confusion out there, Brandon, on the legislature right now and the governor's powers and what's going to happen when they reconvene for the day on June 3rd.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you there. I remember hearing the order come down yesterday, or the veto yesterday, and then there was a little confusion on my end because you had phase two going. So we essentially were supposed to have four phases, right, a couple weeks ago, and we went from 1 to 1.5 and then quickly to 2, and then phase three to start June 8th, and then we just scrap it all together here. So it was a little bit confusing, but I think it is good news for our area in particular, that we're starting to at least see some return to life kind of as we used to know it, although with some restrictions in place.
Well, I would agree, and I think the date, the phase-out date, or phase four, was going to be June 22nd, and I guess, and we're talking about this off the air, we're still, I know both Riley County and our district, looking and talking how that will impact us. We aren't quite sure yet, but so I assume the phase out actually was done as of midnight last night.
Yeah, well, and we'll get some clarity on that here today from the Riley County Health Department for sure. But yeah, and I don't know what this changes much for education since it's summertime now. I did have some of the state lawmakers on this morning, and one of them said that it's possible that we could have some other things come out of the budget here. I know education is a big question mark for the next school year. I'll bring Cliff on here. Cliff, have you heard anything as far as any changes that may be coming to the education budget?
You know, we've had some informal dialogue about that, and right now we're under the mindset that the governor's going to continue to follow the directive of the court, which would be about $133 an FTE increase for districts. However, we're hearing the rumblings, you know, that, you know, our economy has been phased by the pandemic, and we may be looking at potential cuts. We don't know anything for sure, so we're not going to push the panic button there. But, you know, we're thinking about that as we close out our school years, and we're just hoping, like everybody else, let's get started in August and have a normal year.
All right. Brady, John, either one of you want to comment on that?
Well, I might just echo what Cliff said. I would agree. I know for us, they just came out again yesterday with the readout of, based on last year's enrollment of new money. For us, it's a little over $90,000, and that's what we're planning on. We've already completed our negotiation with the idea, if something does change, that they can reopen again. But probably the only thing that is left that would impact this current school year would be, we're still waiting to have our traditional graduation, and we've set that date based on the governor's phases for June 27th. And I assume that will still be a go. I'm hoping maybe to contact Julie Gibbs later today and confirm that. But other than that, that's really the only thing still pending for this current 1920 school year. John, I don't know if you have anything additional.
The one thing that I've learned in this during this pandemic is that when you think you have a solid plan, it's time to pivot and go in a different direction. So I'm going to go with the experts on the ground here until I take office, because who knows what's going to happen between now and then.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Well, there's definitely a lot of uncertainty still with how things get reopened. I know that the sports guys here are trying to figure out, you know, are we going to have a full stadium at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, or are we going to have half capacity? I mean, we heard this morning the Kaw Valley Rodeo has been called off for this year. I saw that announcement here this morning. So,
really?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's still decisions being made with cancellations and such, and it's I mean, it's kind of hard to believe it's 2 months away and you see something like that. So I don't envy the position you guys are in right now, because it's just it's hard to operate when there's so much uncertainty.
But, you know, Brandon, I guess we're all under the mode that, you know, we're going to be starting next fall on time. I know our first day of school at Blue Valley with kids is August 13th, Thursday, August 13th, and our teachers come back August 10th. You know, the KSD has talked to us about, you know, talking within the district about possibly an alternate calendar, and they're releasing their plan. The KSD is releasing their plan to schools on July 10th of ideas and suggestions of what school might look like next fall, if starting on time, or if you know, we do have to let school out again due to a resurgence of COVID-19. And so, you know, we all just really are on hold right now, wouldn't you say, Cliff?
I would definitely agree. We're doing the same thing. We've got a contingency plan that, you know, we hope, A, we get a start like we normally do, but B, is there some kind of hybrid out there? And as Brady said, we're all in sit and wait mode until July 10th when the state releases some guidelines, and we'll be anxious to see, you know, where they lead us. We did get some feedback from our parents and our students, and we're trying to go through that information right now, but overall, we really had some positive feedback considering we all developed this plan in about 4 or 5 days and kind of survived to get through, and we appreciate all their help throughout the process.
Yeah, I would echo that. I know we had a school district for all three of us sitting here basically a week to develop a different way of learning, different model of learning for kids, and our staffs were all involved in that, and I just want to compliment on behalf of all of our school districts, I guess, on the job that from our classified staff, their secretaries, bus drivers, custodians, teachers, administrators, that everybody did to make it work. I know we had some complaints on it. Parents get a little frustrated, but, you know, all in all, I think if most people had a week in their current jobs to completely redo how they did their job and come up with a workable model, you know, what we had to do, I think worked out very well.
Yeah, certainly. I know that's it's been a challenge for sure. Let's take a time out. We'll come back and continue our show here with Brady Burton, John Cox, and Cliff Williams here on News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned.